Well, we're excited about it because across the entire state of Maryland, we're seeing petitions come in on a regular basis. But we feel very excited because many people have come in, and there's a regular flow of petitions that are actually on the street as well as in our online process. And the combination of the two has just been phenomenal. The response from the people around the state of Maryland have been exciting, and we are looking forward to completing this drive. And actually, we're projecting probably early because there's so much participation.
That's what I wanted to ask you, Derek. What's the timeline to get the 30,000 signatures needed? And then I know they have to be certified, correct?
Right. Well, there's a 56,000 signatures needed, basically, roughly by the Board of Elections. And that's needed to be completed by June 30th at the latest. We have to get a first third of that in by May 31st. And clearly, we will have that in by May 31st. And we could very well have the entire allotment in by the end of the month, as long as our folks across the state keep bringing them in like they are now.
And what do you think has been key to getting this done early? I know that the Catholic Church have been doing some petition drives during Mass on Sundays. Have things like that helped?
Well, absolutely. There has been, you know, there's no doubt about it. We have used organization of churches and various religious organizations, but really it has extended far out from that at this point. And, I mean, you see people at different events and festivals and petition drives being done by people the primary day and the early voting, all of those things. People were at polls. They've been at DMVs. They're all over the state. And I think what you see is that people have not only taken on from an organizational perspective, but also from a grassroots individual perspective. And so what you're finding is that people are passionate about the issue, and they are very clear of what they want to see happen in the state of Maryland about this law. And I think what you're finding also is that this is a cross-constituency because you have blacks, whites, Hispanics, Koreans, independents, Republicans, Democrats, all from different sectors and walks of life that are pushing this issue and are making sure that this job gets done in our state. And so you don't see a definitive one church doing it, a definitive one class or group of people doing it, or a racial denomination. You really do see a broad section of people across the state of Maryland, much reflective like the demographics of the state.
Derek, when you're out trying to get signatures or out on front with this issue, what are people interested in signing your petition? What are they telling you that most concerns them about this and why they want to sign the petition?
Well, I think most people are just real clear. I mean, it's almost fundamental to many people that the law has been this way. There's no reason to change the law, and they want to see it upheld. And our position has been, let's uphold marriage. Let's keep the definition between one man and one woman. There's no legitimate reason that it's been put out there to say we need to now change years of history, years of civilization, years of productive households where kids have the opportunity to be raised with a mom and a dad. And I think what you're finding is that people aren't passionate about this. And I think overall they don't want to see – I mean, interesting enough, we've had so much feedback about just the governor's push on this. And many people are just appalled that the governor would push so hard himself on this issue. And they look at it as, quite honestly, I think, you know, his own push against his own faith has kind of backfired on him a bit. And I think what we're seeing is that people are just saying, no, that's not good. And we need to, one, uphold marriage. We need to stand strong as a constituency of Maryland and don't let the legislator just force a new law upon us, and then or an adjustment to our current law. And I think, too, the governor has not helped them on the issue.
Derek, how confident that one, if you get enough signatures to get this on the ballot, that you will be successful in making sure this doesn't happen in Maryland?
Well, you already see us. I mean, really, those numbers we're reporting is almost the end of April kind of numbers. And really, they're probably very conservative numbers. We probably have even more than what we're showing at this point. And so I think what you're going to find is that because of the broad base of people, because of the constituency, I mean, we got people from Garrett County to Cecil County and just coming in and chiming in on this issue. And then one of the other things that you've seen as well is, as opposed to, say, like the DREAM Act, when you had the first referendum that kind of got on the ballot, what you're finding, too, is our core constituents like Prince George's County, Montgomery County, some of those, they have high numbers of turnout already. So I'm pretty confident we're going to be able to not only see it get on the ballot, but we're also going to see this, one, and at the day of the election on November 6th.